The publication of a list of high-profile and influential Russians, while constituting a hostile step, apparently isn't enough to sever communications with the US entirely. Produced by US Congress in response to supposed Russian meddling in the most recent presidential campaign, the list contains the names of numerous Russian politicians and business magnates. It also names the same 96 people listed by Forbes magazine's Russian billionaires rankings. Russian President Vladimir Putin even joked he was upset that his name wasn't on it. He says Moscow won't retaliate for now.
We will not pick a fight and escalate the situation. We want and we will patiently build our relations as much as the American side is ready for it.
There had been fears the release of the list would see new sanctions applied by the United States, or even an informal blacklist from the global financial industry. But in a surprising move, the Trump administration has announced it doesn't plan to enact sanctions on any of those named, not yet. Opposition Democrats accuse Donald Trump of being lenient on Russia, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the president has failed to do his job.
These are mandatory sanctions. They passed 97-2 in the Senate. He's ignoring them, and he's not implementing them, even though they were mandatory. This is an extreme dereliction of duty by President Trump, who seems more intent on undermining the rule of law in this country than standing up to Putin.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the list is just a first step.
And now we will take the basis of that report and look at, kind of as we do in the normal course, where it's appropriate to put sanctions. So this should no way be interpreted as we're not putting sanctions on any of the people in that report.
Meanwhile, Republicans have defended the decision to release a classified memo as part of the ongoing investigation into possible Russian collusion. The memo will reportedly reveal improper use of surveillance by intelligence agencies and the Justice Department under the guise of the inquiry. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the decision was made in the interests of transparency.
This is a completely separate matter from Bob Mueller's investigation, and his investigation should be allowed to take its course. Point number three, there may have been malfeasance by people at the FBI. And let me finish my points. There may have been malfeasance at the FBI by certain individuals. So it is our job in conducting transparent oversight of the executive branch to get to the bottom of that. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. And so what we want is all of this information to come out so that transparency can reign supreme and accountability can occur.
The investigation continues. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.